This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. A look at some industries in the United States shows that the economic recovery is somewhat uneven, and growth seems to be slowing down. VOA's Jim Randall spoke with experts in the transportation industry, which is easily affected by economic changes. Economists say trucks carry nearly 70% of the freight or goods transported in the United States. The American Trucking Association represents the interests of the trucking industry. It says freight is a good measure of the economy. This is because businesses have to move unprocessed materials, carry parts to factories, and transport imports and exports. Bob Costello is the chief economist for the group.
We're actually a very good indicator, a leading economic indicator, in fact. And so if tonnage starts to fall, we get nervous. If it's going up, we're pretty happy.
The amount of freight carried by trucks is going up slowly. The American Trucking Association says total freight tonnage increased in June, but remained unchanged in July. That is good news to Bob Costello.
It tells me that the economy is not falling into another recession and that we'll continue with sort of a slow growth recovery.
Other information about economic growth comes from air freight or goods transported by air. Recent reports show demand for air freight fell more than 3% around the world during July. Perry Flint speaks for the International Air Transport Association. That group represents about 240 airline companies worldwide. It gathers information about air passenger travel and air freight. The group says the amount of international air freight decreased in July from the same period the year before. But other signs show increases.
You can also, as you start to see air cargo dropping off and you're seeing other signs, it can also be a leading indicator of a downturn.
The same report shows that passenger traffic increased over 3% from last year. That may be why a top official of Cambria Suites Hotels says travel, not just business travel, is strong. Michael Murphy is with the company.
We are seeing the highest demand in the history of the hotel industry right now. More people are traveling than ever before. That's in all segments of travel.
Conflicting economic signs have made it difficult for economists to predict future growth. For example, government experts first said the American economy expanded at a rate of 1.5% from April to June. But they amended that prediction as new information became available and showed growth was higher, more likely a rate of 1.7%. Changes like that have made it harder for many people to see the road ahead. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. You can find our captioned videos at the VOA Learning English channel on YouTube. I'm Mario Ritter.